Welcome to Going Beyond Medicine with Elaine Grohman. Conversations with people who are working to make a difference in our world. Now here's your host for Going Beyond Medicine on Empower Radio, Elaine Grohman.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Elaine Grohman on Going Beyond Medicine on Empower Radio. And as you know, the focus of this show is to bring people to the airways that are truly making a difference in our world. And our guest today, Leon Logothesis, is just that kind of individual who has traveled the world in opening the hearts of so many people. I've fallen in love with this episodes that he has on Netflix called The Kindness Diaries. Leon is a global traveler, a motivational speaker, and a philanthropist, but it hasn't always been that way. So we will give him the opportunity to talk about that. Welcome to the show, Leon. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much for having me.
Please tell us a bit about how you came from being a guy working in London as a broker to just chucking it all to really look for the kindness that is within the world and within us as human beings.
Well, I used to be a broker in London, and on the outside, I pretty much had everything you could want. But on the inside, I had pretty much nothing you would want. I was very, very depressed, no real sense of purpose, no connection, and just kind of aimlessly walking through life. And I thought to myself that that was going to be it. This was going to be it. It was going to be my life. I was going to keep going until I was 65. If I made it to 65, then I would retire, and I wouldn't have a particularly pleasant life. And that wasn't such a good thought. Mm. And I stumbled across the movie The Motorcycle Diaries, which is a romanticized version of Che Guevara traveling around South America relying on kindness. And there was something about that movie that really, really touched me profoundly. I realized, you know, like there was another way to be. I didn't have to sit behind this desk anymore. And I could go out into the world and meet the world, let's say. So to cut a long story short, I quit my job and started to travel around the world. Fast forward a few years, and I ended up doing the Netflix show, which was me on a yellow motorcycle with a sidecar, traveling around the world, relying on kindness.
I loved that. When I first saw that, Leon, I laughed, I cried, I thought, oh my gosh, this man is amazing, and we need so many more people like you. And the beauty that you witnessed and the kindness that you witnessed and the love that just emanates from you, and then you help to bring out and recognize that within themselves is so beautiful. So thank you for that. You've touched my heart deeply.
Well, thank you for watching it and being inspired.
Well, and then when I saw the VW Beetle, Kindness 2, in that series, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so fabulous. So tell us about what it was like to just say to yourself, there's more to life, and then really to go forward with it. So many people have these dreams, but they never step into the dream. They never step into the reality of what's beyond their very prescribed confines of their thinking. What was that like?
Well, I think what pushed me over the edge, let's say, was the pain that I was in, emotional pain. Had I not been in that pain, and had it been just about, you know, acceptable, pain levels were acceptable, I would have still been living behind that desk. But the pain levels were not acceptable to me. And it forced me to do something different. And that's really that was the catalyst. Had I not been in that level of pain, I wouldn't have changed. So sometimes we say to ourselves, oh, you know, we don't want to suffer. We don't want to be in pain. We don't want to have to deal with this. But if you don't deal with it and you're not in pain, maybe it'll keep you stuck.
That's right.
So you should, in some ways, embrace the pain, because it frees you.
Mm-hmm. Well, embracing that pain, as you said, Leon, is, and we all have pain. And some of us are good at hiding it, and others are not so good at hiding it. But ultimately, the challenge that we have globally as a species is the pain that we won't look at. You know? And so I want to thank you for what you're doing. And as you've gone and just seen the beautiful hearts of people that so often have virtually nothing, and the pain that we can't even often contemplate of what is that life like to have to scrap for everything that you have. But that chronic pain that they live in, as you said, when you embrace that pain, they're free in a way, but they're not, you know. What we need to see is, I've said it to everybody that I know, you have to watch this series. You have to watch this series. So, you know, what is the common thread, Leon, that you have seen with those who have touched you so deeply, and you're so lovingly open and letting your tears and your emotions be seen, which is what we need to do. But how have you been touched by individuals and their kindness?
Look, you know, I've been touched in a beautiful way because their hearts are open. Mm-hmm. And many of us in the West, for whatever reason, have closed our hearts. And on my journeys, I meet people who have their heart wide, wide open. And when you meet someone like that, it softens you in a good way. And it gives you permission to open your heart. And it gives you permission to kind of sink into your own humanity. And we've forgotten in some ways that we're human. And, you know, when you meet people who truly come from a place of love, and you spend enough time with them or with lots of people who come from a place of love, it shifts your essence and you start coming from a place of love.
Yes. And I think that please correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that what people that have that kind of awareness is that they truly are aware. They're appreciative of the land. They're appreciative of the water. They're appreciative of relationships. They're appreciative of food. And all of the things that without these precious things, we couldn't be. We couldn't be alive without air. We couldn't be alive without water. And all of these things really we have taken for granted as we in the Western world has kind of separated ourselves from this reality.
Yes, we've separated ourselves from the reality.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what it is. You know, just go into a forest for like an hour, take away your phone, and you start living and feeling from a totally different space.
Mm-hmm. And you see that there are many beings that have great powers that when you step into their world, you know, I've had that experience of, you know, really speaking with a tree. You know, people just say, well, there's a tree. Well, how do you know that's a tree? Is that what it calls itself? You know, there's a beingness that we have been separated from through religion and through cultures and things that have blinded us. What do you think of that?
Absolutely. Like a couple of years ago, if you said to me, oh, you know, Leon, I'm speaking to a tree, I'd have been like, okay, it's a bit weird.
Mm-hmm.
But a couple of months ago, well, actually not months ago, it was like a year ago, I was speaking to a tree.
It's
like,
amazing.
You know, beyond like the human form of speaking, I was connecting with a tree. And that's like I said, it's like a totally different world when you're at that in that space where you're connecting from a level of beingness, because a tree is being in the same way as we are being.
Mm-hmm. But they're being without prejudice. They're being without agenda. They're being effortlessly and inclusively, which is so amazing. And it's interesting because you said, you know, it's a different world, but it isn't. It's the world. We live in a different world. You know,
yes.
our mind is so entrapped that we have been taught to be afraid of kindness, to not trust kindness. And that is what has so touched me by the series that you have so beautifully illustrated, you know, from with kindness one and then with kindness two and this little yellow bug, which is just looking at a bug makes you happy anyways. But to think, oh my God, this man is in a snowstorm. Oh my gosh, it's wonderful. So as you began this adventure, how have you seen Leon since you are in, obviously in the media, how are you seeing that is opening the hearts of those that never looked at anything other than production or ever looked at anything other than a script? How has that opened them in your eyes?
Well, look, the show is clearly called The Kindness Diaries, but the way that I kind of inspire people to watch it is through the adventurous aspect of it. Mm-hmm. So you have this guy who's traveling around the world relying on the kindness of strangers. He has no money. And the first thing people think is, oh my goodness me, that's, whoa, I have to watch that. How on earth is he going to do that? And then through the back door, the kindness and the compassion and the empathy of the people that I meet and the experiences that I have touch them. So it's not like a preaching documentary where it's like, oh, we're going to prove to you what kindness is. It's like it softly kind of settles into your heart and you're like, oh my goodness, wow. So that's really what we try and do with in all aspects of the media. It's not about just the kindness. It's about the adventure first, but then the kindness really is the secret source.
And I think that what is so beautiful, and thank you for sharing that, Leon, and I think what is so beautiful is that when you see it, then you feel it in yourself. And you can feel that softening within yourself. You know, you may have had in your mind a rotten day, you know, and you're watching it, and all of a sudden you see this kindness of a stranger that says, yes, come into my house. Yes, I'll feed you. Yes, I'll fill your tank. Yes, I'll tell you my story. I'll tell you my heartache. I'll tell you my triumphs. All of those things. That's what we're so needing in our world, this connection.
And you know what? You know, people don't, they sometimes say to me, oh, you know, kindness, oh, that makes me weak, blah, blah, blah. But the truth is that kindness is just a portal into human connection.
Mm.
It's just one of the portals into human connection. And that was something that I found quite profound.
Can we talk a little bit more about that? What do you mean by a portal? Just so that those who are not familiar with that term and what that means. Could you elaborate a little bit, please?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, I think ultimately we need to connect. You know, we're a species that thrives on community and on connection. And we've lost that. Mm. And when you are kind to someone, you start connecting with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I mean by kindness being a portal into human connection. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you, because it's a beautiful illustration, because when we look at someone's eyes and we see our commonality, you know, as they say, the eyes are a window to the soul, and that is so true, because we are the species on the planet that has wreaked havoc across this beautiful globe. The only ones who do, no other species do that. And we have to begin to see that because of our thoughts, because of our actions, because of our unwillingness to be kind, we're destroying the only place we can live. And so when we destroy that, then we destroy one another, we ultimately are destroying ourselves.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. So thank you. And as you're traveling, what are the common joys that you find?
The most, I guess that there are many, but I'd say two of them is, one, you know, getting out of my comfort zone, getting out of my routine, you know, just not 9 to 5. You never know what's going to happen. You never know who you're going to meet. You're never going to know what experiences you're going to have. It's an adventure. And, you know, many of us have lost that sense of adventure. And what a beautiful thing to get it back. So I'd say that is a beautiful thing. And the second is you know, what we've been talking about, that sense of connection, that sense of connecting with nature, that sense of connecting with other people. I guess that's an adventure as well, but I'm talking about an external adventure and an internal adventure.
Mm-hmm. You know, what is so beautiful about the episodes that you have on Netflix and the wonderful series, The Kindness Diaries, is that what you kind of give permission, is what I was watching. It was almost like you kind of give permission to people to be in an adventure no matter where they are. Whether they're in their office, there's an adventures and wonderful people that just need to be unlocked as we unlock ourselves. And you don't have to go just across the country, but all you have to do maybe is go to the next cubicle and say, I'm here. Are you here? You know, I think that that was so touching to me personally as I watched that, you know, we have this notion that we have great adventures, but the great adventure is finding who we are. Do you agree?
Absolutely. And you can have a great adventure anywhere.
Yeah.
I went with a friend to a grocery store and I said to her, do you trust me? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, so I want you to walk around this grocery store with your eyes closed. I'm going to be sitting next to you. I'm going to be walking with you, but you're basically going to be guiding us. And I want you to stop at certain places when you feel that there's something that, you know, maybe you want us to buy. And we did that for half an hour.
Magical.
Yeah, and it was amazing. And we ended up buying teddy bears and all this kind of stuff. And that didn't need to get on a bike and go around the world. You didn't need to, like, get in a car and, you know, drive 10,000 miles. That was literally just going to the grocery store.
How wonderful. My guest, Leon Logothetis, is the amazing man who has traveled across the globe in the Kindness Diaries in both Kindness 1 and Kindness 2, and really has shown us as human beings how to open our hearts. And thank you for all that you're doing, Leon. Where do you go from here? Where do you go from here?
Oh, golly gosh. Well, we're actually working on a season 3 where I'll be driving from Scotland to Singapore.
Wow.
Which is going to be interesting. And there are other things. There's actually a new book coming out called Go Be Kind, whereby basically the story that I just explained to you in the grocery store, it's kind of 28 adventures in kindness. So you get to go out into the world and experientially spread kindness and experience kindness.
So is that book available now, or is it?
Yeah. It's available now.
Okay. So if people went to your website, which is Leon Logothetis, LeonLogothetis.com, is it available there, or would you prefer they go to Amazon, or where would you?
Yeah. Just go to Amazon.
Okay.
Go to Amazon.
Great. And are you speaking locally, or do you travel to speak and what do you do in that?
Yeah,
regard?
I speak all over. So I speak all over the world. Basically, the speeches are about kindness, believe it or not, and my adventure. So, you know, the experience that you have from watching the show is kind of the experience I want you to have when you listen to the speech. But I would say it's a little bit more vulnerable, the speeches, and hopefully you leave feeling like there's another way to live.
I don't know how you could feel any other way watching what you do. You'd have to be half comatose. But even then, maybe your spirit would be much more awake. So, Leon, tell us more about how it has been as your friends have opened up and the people that you're with. How have you seen their lives expand with kindness through the beautiful living illustration of what you're doing?
Well, look, their lives expanded the same way my life expanded when I spent time with people who were open and had their hearts, clear to as much of a degree as possible. Because it's like through osmosis. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wouldn't have been able to do this had I not connected with all these people who lived from their hearts. That's
yes.
The only way I did it. They guided me. I didn't guide myself. My soul guided me in a certain way, but the humans I met helped to guide me. So hopefully my presence helps them the same way that other people's presence helped me.
That's so beautiful. So as you're going around the country or going around the world, and I love how you're talking to your little kindness too. And you know what we forget, and I don't mean to sound facetious because I'm really not. Everything within that little vehicle comes from Mother Earth. You know, the metal is alive. It just is in a different form. The leather of your seats, you know, the water in your windshields, wiper fluid, and all of these things. We think that things are objects, But there isn't anything that hasn't come from the living earth. And when we open that awareness, I think that we begin to have a different appreciation. So it's not magic that you're giving this little beetle baby a rest, as you probably needed rest at different times. It was you speaking to life itself.
I never thought about it like that way, but that's a very, very good point. And, you know, it is, some people do look at me and think I'm a bit of a weirdo because I'm speaking to my car, but I guess it's not. It's beyond that. It's not just a car. It's, you know, it's a being as well.
Mm-hmm. I had a wise man say to me one time, I was having a problem with some respiratory issues, and he said, you know, you have forgotten someone very important. And I said, who is that? He said, air. Do you know air is a goddess? Air is a being. That the moment you left the womb, the first thing you needed to do was encounter and invite into your body this goddess known as air. And from that moment on, she's known every part of your being. And the last thing that leaves your body when it's time for you to go back to spirit is air. So you say goodbye to the air that then brings your story to the remainder of the world. It was a beautiful, beautiful medicine to take in air in a very different way, knowing that this has moved around the globe, has come from the interchange of human beings with a living plant, and given that back. You know, it's a very profound and deep way of thinking that we need to learn again. And I think that whether people realize it or not, Leon, the work that you're showing, these beautiful things that you're showing, is you're showing our connectedness to everything. And that's so beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically what it is. Basically bringing people back to their humanity. And by bringing them back to their humanity, you bring them back to everything.
Mm-hmm. And in one of the episodes of season two, I was watching and you had gone back to the water. You were on some beach somewhere. I'm sorry. I think it was in Central America somewhere, or maybe South America. And just you could see the joy of just being with the water.
Yeah. Costa Rica.
Costa Rica. Yeah. And of course you weren't freezing, so that was probably a bonus.
It was. Yeah, that was fun. I remember that day. That was beautiful. It was just jumping into the ocean and freeing myself for that moment.
Yeah, and we just take for granted that, you know, all of our lives began in an ocean. Mm. It's called the amniotic fluid. Mm. It is the same combination of water and elements of salt that we come into this world with. So we have this great affinity that we don't even realize we have. You know, we begin in the first ocean, Native people say.
Wow, I've never thought about it like that. The ocean for me is something very beautiful, and I never thought of it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Good, thanks for sharing that.
Of course. I just feel like I have to come to one of your lectures, my dear. Leon, we have to take a quick break, so please stay with us. We'll be back. My guest is Leon Logothesis from the Kindness Diaries on Netflix. Please, please, please take the time to watch both season one and season two. Your heart will be opened as it needs to be, because it's only an open heart that can help to change the world. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Empower Meditation Channel. Nonstop meditation music 24 hours a day in the new Empower Radio app. Music to empower your meditation, help you relax, sleep, or provide a calm background while you work. The Empower Meditation Channel is interruption-free. Listen now with the Empower Radio app, free in the App Store, or listen online at empower.fm. Soothe your soul, calm your mind. The Empower Meditation Channel.
Just now, another kid dropped out of school. There's one every 20 seconds, over 200 kids an hour. That adds up to nearly 5,000 kids every school day. If we do nothing, 3.5 million kids won't receive a diploma over the next 4 years. But there is someone who can change that. And that someone is you. United Way knows that kids who have a caring adult in their life are more likely to make it. So make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because the path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Take the pledge to volunteer now at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. The difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. Studies prove that reading to a child regularly dramatically improves reading skills. And kids who read well by third grade are 4 times as likely to graduate. So United Way is calling for 1 million volunteers over the next 3 years. We're asking you to step up, make a pledge, tutor a child who needs help, mentor a kid who needs someone on their side, volunteer to read to children, make a difference. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Entire communities improve. The path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Be a reader, tutor or mentor. Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge. Go to liveunited.org now. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
You are a waste. A loser. Everyone hates you. Why don't you just stay in your car and keep driving? I'm serious. Drive until you run out of gas, then get out of your car and walk until you find someone who doesn't think you're dumber than bricks. Could take a while, but at least all that walking might burn a couple of calories.
You may not witness bullying like this every day. Your kids do. They want to help, but they don't know how. Visit StopBullying.gov to learn safe, simple ways your child can help stop bullying. Be more than a bystander at StopBullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Empowering you for a better life.
This is Empower Radio.
Now back to Elaine Groman and Going Beyond Medicine on Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Welcome back to the show. This is Elaine Groman on Going Beyond Medicine. And today I have a very special guest, the adventurer who has traveled across the globe in Kindness 2 and Kindness 1, Leon Logothetis is from the Kindness Diaries. And I just want to thank you again for all that you have done, because it's just, we need what you're doing, Leon, so desperately in our world. And may I ask you, what have you seen as men in particular have opened up to the kindness that's within them? We need our men to feel how important they truly are, to know that their kindness and their love can change so much.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, many men are shut down. Mm-hmm. I was one of them for years. We've been taught to think that kindness is weakness. We've been taught to think that our tears are weakness. We've been taught to think all these things. Yet, the truth is the total opposite. Our vulnerability is our strength. Our kindness is our strength. Our tears are our strength. So that doesn't mean that I haven't met vulnerable men. I have, and they have enabled me to open up my heart. So I would say to the men who are listening that, which is actually something that I say to the kids when I give my speeches, I say, share your pain. Because if you don't share your pain, it's like a cancer. It sits in there and it gets worse and it gets worse and it gets worse. But
yes.
When you do share your pain, you release it.
That's true, and I think that people so often believe that their pain is singular to them, and they don't realize how many people have not necessarily identical but similar challenges in their lives. And when they can see that they're not alone, then they can actually see their voice and feel their voice, you know, and begin to have that the courage to speak. So as you are learning all of this, and you talk about helping people release the inner rebel that is within us. And so many people think the rebel is the bad guy. The rebel is that says, the heck with that. I'm not going to waste my life being angry or do something that is meaningless to me. How have you helped people in just, you know, in the different 28 adventures of kindness? Is that a way for you to help people to see the rebel within them so that they can take ownership of their own life?
Yeah, well, first of all, for those who think that being a rebel is bad, remember that Yoda was the leader of the rebellion.
Yes.
So, you know, I don't think anyone can say that Yoda was bad.
No.
But anyway.
That's true. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, look, you know, the inner rebel is just a part of us that wants to be. The inner rebel is the part of us that wants to break free of society's shackles, let's say. You don't have to rebel in a bad way. You can rebel in a Yoda kind of way, where you're just living your best self. And once you reach that place of living your best self, where you're sharing it with as many people as you can for the greater good, let's say.
Yes. So, and as we do that, when, you know, one of the things that is a wise thing to know is the best warrior is the one who never goes to battle. The best warrior is the one that stands for what is right and gives people the strength to reinforce. Maybe rebel could be another synonym, could be the fire of life within you. You know, that how do you spark that fire of life that is in every atom of your being? It's the sun within every atom that is, you know, evolving around the nucleus. We have billions upon billions of galaxies within one cell of our body. And we don't realize the power that we have.
Yes, we are very, very powerful. Yet we have forgotten because we spend our time on our phones. We spend our time connected to television. We spend our time, you know, this is the wrong word, but I'm going to use it, infected by kind of negativity that is fed to us. And just go and sit by the ocean for 1 hour and take your phone and throw it in the ocean. No, don't throw it in the ocean. but take your phone and turn it off and just sit there for an hour and you'll be like, whoa.
Yeah, because then you'll hear a whole new conversation.
Yes, exactly.
it's so beautiful because I think that as, you know, in the seemingly turmoil of our world. And I have a lot of conversations with people about this. You know, they talk about how, you know, our governance is going to hell in a handbasket and, you know, education and all of these things. And but the interesting thing is that it's being seen now. Maybe it was always there, but it wasn't seen. It was hidden behind castle walls or hidden behind monarchies and things. And now the advantage of having a cell phone, if we use it in the right way, is to be a satellite to one another. This is happening. This must stop. And instead of a tool of negativity, it could be a trumpet of goodness if we used it the right way.
Absolutely. I mean, look, let's be clear. The technology enabled you to watch the show.
That's right. And allows us to talk right now.
Exactly. The technology allows me to respond directly to people who send me messages on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all this kind of stuff. So it can be used for good. There's
yes.
no doubt about that.
Yes. We have to teach people how to use it for good.
Yeah.
You know, so which is so great. So can you tell us what are the most remarkable dreams that you have seen people let fly, let evolve and become reality?
I think, look, the most remarkable dream that any of us can let fly and become reality is to become ourselves, is to be connected to something far greater than us and to share that with as many people as possible. And when you meet people that are connected on that level, you just know it. It's clear. It's done.
Yes. It's unmistakable. Mm. But the beautiful thing is, as myself, as a healer, that's what I do for a living. I don't do a radio for a living. you know, I see that when I worked with people who are dying, or I work with people that are dying, not from a disease, but from their thinking, is you help them to just say, I see you in there, you know, you are in there. If you are born, there's a reason you are born. Creation makes no mistakes. It is we that make the mistake of thinking that we're little because we don't know how to listen to truth. And truth isn't a rule. Truth is an invitation to do what you're doing, Leon, to be kind. Truth is an invitation to kindness. And when we invite kindness, then everything changes. Everything changes in our world. So it must have been quite an amazing thing to just travel across your last episodes from your trip from Alaska all the way down to Argentina. What an amazing journey.
Amazing. Life-changing. I mean, truly.
May I ask, how long did that take? How long in terms of duration of time?
It took 3.5 months.
Hmm. And did you start in Anchorage or did you start, I know you were in Alaska, but I can't remember exactly where you were.
Yeah, I started in Anchorage.
Mm. Boy, when you see those mountains and you see the life there and the stillness there, the stillness is overpowering at times, isn't it?
Oh, it's truly beautiful to be able to spend time in that type of nature.
Mm.
As far away from the city as possible.
Mm.
You're having, as you said earlier, you're having different conversations.
Absolutely. When you have a conversation with a glass of water, when you say, what is the mystery within you that we cannot live without? You know, if we understood that, you know, everything within our body is within the earth. We have forgotten that. You know, the iron that's in your blood can speak to the iron in the earth. Mm. Wouldn't that be a healing way to, instead of just letting our bodies be diseased by saying, okay, what's missing here? How do we get it back into the right proportions? So, very interesting. Very interesting. So the kindness diaries, as you're helping people understand the go be kind. How long did it take you to have the gumption to just walk away from your desk and say, this is what I'm going to do?
Look, it was a process. So it wasn't like I watched a movie and then immediately, you know, I was connected to like the universe. I mean, I was, but I wasn't. You know what I mean? I wasn't consciously connected.
Mm-hmm.
It took time. It took, for me anyway, some people maybe didn't. Some people, you know, everyone's journey is different. But for me, it was a process. It was a process of kind of shedding layers of my previous existence to the point where I can literally, to be honest with you, have conversations with you like we're having where I understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Like years ago, if you'd been like, oh, I was speaking to a tree, I'd be like, okie dokie. But now I'm like, all right, I get it. You were speaking to a tree and the tree was speaking to you.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. So it was a long process. It was in many ways a painful process, but layers get shed.
Well, I think what is so beautiful, Leon, about all that you're speaking about, all that you're showing, all that you're demonstrating so beautifully is when we, and you so honestly and graciously said that you were in the midst of depression. And when we look at that, depression is like we've put a big blanket over ourselves, over the awareness of ourselves, and we believe that our vision becomes engulfed in just what's moving in our mind. And when we release that ourselves from that blanket, imagine, I can only imagine what you would be able to do or what this direct awareness of the need of kindness could do for individuals with PTSD or have had trauma of some kind or have had any kind of depression that has brought them to sometimes the brink of death. And what we have forgotten is the greatest gift we'll ever have is life itself. This is the garden of adventure. Life is the garden of adventure. Earth is the garden of adventure. And many things can grow in a garden, even weeds. But weeds are just plants that we've given names that we're saying somehow that's wrong. But most medicines are what others would consider weeds. You know, we've got a lot to learn. I think I want to hang out with you, Leon.
You know what? It's really interesting you say that, because I've been thinking to myself that you and I need to meet in person. 100%.
Okay, well, okay, good. Well, I'm in Michigan. Come on, we're in. I told you, you can stay at my house. I'll feed you. I can cook.
I'd like that.
Okay, Leon. So tell us what is, you know, I see that you've been on a Huffington Post, you've been on the BBC, you've been on National Geographic. How are you finding that the media is changing? I know I'm kind of repeating a question I said before, but it keeps coming back to me. How are you seeing that people in the media are maybe broadening their perspective of what it is that we need to be showing, what it is that we need to be focusing on, so that we can see the incredible beauty here and not lose it?
To a certain degree, but to be honest, I think that this still in some ways stuck in the paradigm of kind of negativity, because that's kind of what sells. But as more and more people, let's say, start waking up, then maybe it'll change. But you know, if you turn on the media now, you turn on the news, you turn on, you know, all the main channels, mostly it's negative. That's the reality. It's violent, it's not positive. So there are small oases of positivity. But I would say generally it's not that way, my experience anyway.
Well, I think that we have to roll that ball down the hill and make that be a big, beautiful white snowball that's going to say, okay, look at the reality here. Would you rather be in the mud? Which was not mud as bad. We need mud because we can only grow plants in the mud, right? But we have to help people change their perspective. And that's why I'm so grateful to be on Empower Radio, because the gentleman who started Empower Radio is just that kind of guy that said, you know, how can we empower people? How can, instead of having anything that's negative, anything that's just flinging arrows and stones at one another, how can we make a show or a whole network that's literally empowering? And he's been kind of like the guy in, like you, kindness too, but it's on the radio waves, you know? How do you spread kindness? So there are people that are doing that, and I'm so grateful to be a part of that. I thank you for your time. I want to tell you, I was showing Remy, I have a photo. I'm looking at your face right now. You could be an identical twin to one of my cousins. Identical. If your name was Bill...
Well, Bill is clearly a very handsome man.
Yes, well, Sweet Bill is in spirit now, but he was just your kind of guy. That's what's amazing. That's what's amazing. So, okay, Leon, what else you want to tell us, Dolly? I love the title of your first, is this your first TV series that you had, Amazing Adventures of a Nobody?
Yes, Amazing Adventures of a Nobody. I traveled, I walked, hitchhiked from Times Square to the Hollywood sign.
No way.
The kindness of strangers, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's what began it all.
And how long ago was that, Leon?
That was in 2005.
Mm, wow.
So a while back.
Wow. So I'm hoping that you're connecting a beautiful web of all of the places that you've been and all the people that you have encountered and all the hearts that have opened yours and you have opened theirs globally. You know, wise people have told me that for every one person who is fully awake and aware of who they are can affect 10,000 people, just one person. So as you're walking across the earth, you know, that multiplies as you're moving in a town, as you are right now, you know, in a big city. Imagine how many multiples of 10,000 you could be affecting. I got to teach you how to be a portal.
please.
A satellite. Please. We are satellites, you know. We are literally crystalline beings. The water that is in our body, salt is a crystal. Crystals magnify. We don't really understand how important we are. So, and I see that one of the beautiful things that you did is when you teamed up with an organization called First Books. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so basically I drove an old car, like old vehicles, clearly, from, kept breaking down again, from London to Mongolia.
Oh, and, my word.
Yeah, and it was about 10,000 miles. And for every mile we drove, we bought a book for an underprivileged kid in America. And that was through a charity that we worked with called First Book.
Hmm. So is that an ongoing thing that you're helping? I'm sure as you've started to help various organizations, they're beginning to thrive the more that you are becoming known and the work that you're doing.
Yeah, no, we do still work with First Book. On another venture where we give free books to kids.
Are you helping kids write their own books?
Ooh.
Not yet, huh?
That's a good idea.
Well, of course, I just gave it to you.
I'm going to write that down. Help kids write their own books.
Of course.
Write their own kindness books.
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Why not? They're beautiful first impressions. I hate to use this word polluted, but they're pure. They can see kindness miles away.
Yes, they can.
Because if we can't see the kindness within ourselves, how can we see it in somebody else? But these little peanuts, they know how to do that. You know? It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. So what else can you share with me, Leon?
Well,
I have a feeling we're going to have a lot of conversations.
We are indeed. Which part of the country do you live in again?
I'm in Michigan.
Oh, you're in Michigan.
Not too far from your. I don't know if you want people to know where you are currently, so I wouldn't say that. But I'm in Michigan. It's a beautiful, beautiful place if you haven't been here.
Yeah, I'm actually giving a speech in Chicago.
When?
On April the 9th at some schools, if you want to come.
April 9th. Let me see. I will have to look at that. I think I might have to come. That would have been, you know what? You know how important April 9th is? It, had my father been living, he would have been 100 years old on April 9th.
Wow.
He was quite a character.
I can imagine.
Yeah, he was. He got a sassy daughter like me. One of his many. Poor guy. So when you're going to Scotland on your next adventure, are you going to Ireland?
Probably not, because that would mean I'd have to find someone to give me a free boat ride, which I can do, but it sometimes takes time.
Well, that might be arranged.
It could be arranged.
You know, because Ireland is a very powerful place on the planet. Most people don't realize that. Very powerful. All islands usually are, you know, they're volcanic, so they're from the fire of the earth. That's where a lot of healers always were. And that's why many religions would go to those places to overtake them. Because they understood the very thing that we're speaking about right now, Leon, which is this immediacy of the connection of us and the stars, us and the planet that we live on. And we have an opportunity to really feel something very powerful there. It's very powerful in Ireland. And there's a great deal of sadness because they need you. Take it from an Irish girl. You know, there's just such beauty that we need to, that needs to be reawakened in the hearts, but also in Mother Earth, because she has held every sorrow and every tear of every human born. Imagine what would happen if Mother Earth started to shake, not shake violently because we've done so much damage, but shake with joy and laughter. Wouldn't that be something? We'd have to sit down. Otherwise, yeah, we'd probably fall down. Oh, Leon, I could talk to you for ages. So thank you. We have 5 more minutes. As I'm looking at the sweet faces of the kids on your page, on your website. By the way, it's Leon Logo Thesis. See, I say your name, I get all gobbled up.
Logo Thetis.
See, I apologize. I do know that. Leon Logo Thetis. Okay. Of the Kindness Diaries. And I see you standing amongst these beautiful children, and they all have notes in their hands, and they're you know, the one on your website I'm speaking about? Tell me where you were. It looks like you were maybe in Central America or South America.
I don't know which picture you're talking about.
Okay. And then you're sitting, another one on your website is you're sitting in a square of some kind. I don't know whether that's in Europe.
Oh, do I have a red jacket on?
You do.
I'm smoking a cigar.
You are?
Yeah. That's Red Square in Moscow.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So I hitchhiked from the Eiffel Tower to Red Square in Moscow on kindness.
You know, and what's so amazing is you cannot be hitchhiking alone. You have a cameraman filming you.
Yes, I do.
So they have to be able to be, a part of what you're doing. What an amazing thing. Is it the same individual that's with you most of the time?
Or it is, actually. Oh. It definitely is. It's a guy called Steve who I've been traveling around for many years.
Oh, God bless Steve, because he shows you beautifully. He obviously is a man of great talent.
He is.
And you can see that there is obviously a beautiful connection, because he can see you. And you it's not always easy to be comfortable in front of a camera. But when you're comfortable enough to cry and be yourself, that's really beautiful. And I want, as I'm reading on your website, Leon, the days of living and working behind his quote-unquote slab of wood. What if you were to think for a moment, how old is that wood? How many rings are on that wood, and what could it tell you about, how could we solve the world's problems? That a tree knows how many birds have been rested on its branches, how many songs it's heard, how many branches and leaves it's held. And yeah, you are living and working behind a slab of wood, but wouldn't the whole world change if we recognize that everything is working with us, not against us? If we know how to engage it, it would change everything, wouldn't it?
It would definitely change a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I am very grateful, and I would encourage everyone to go to Netflix to watch both seasons of The Kindness Diaries, and to see Leon as he so humbly and graciously and bravely goes up to total strangers and asks for their kindness. And you can almost see the hurt in someone's eyes when they can't help you. When they want to help you, but they can't help you. And those that you see the fear in their eyes when they don't know how to answer you. But those people have been changed too when they said no. I would imagine. Walking away from you and saying, why did I say no?
I've actually had people message me and say, look, I'm really sorry. I said no, come back. I'll help you. But, I only get that message when I finish the journey.
Mm. Well, Leon, I want to thank you so much for your time today. I want to thank you for what you do. What is the best way that you would like people to be in contact with you?
Yeah, they can find me on Instagram at The Kindness Guy.
Oh, The Kindness Guy. Good. And where will you be speaking in the near future? You said Chicago on April 9th, and other places as well?
Yeah, all over, actually. I'll be speaking in New York. I'll be speaking in L.A. A lot of these are at schools and at private functions.
Okay.
We're working on a on a speech that'll be open to the public, but that's coming soon.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So you don't have that listed on your website, do you? Where are you?
No, not yet. Okay. Not yet. It will be up soon.
Okay, great. Again, thank you so much, Leon. I appreciate all you do, all you show, and being the guy you are.
Thank you very, very much for having me.
It's been a blessing to me. This is Elaine Grohman on Going Beyond Medicine on Empower Radio. Let that rebel in you be broken free, and let that kindness start within you, because you can only give what you have. Be kind. It'll change everything. It's Elaine Grohman.